4ULP, Madre.
4ULP, KI4DTY. How's it going, Alexander?
And, how about yourself?
And, driving home from Charlotte, almost home now. Wedding today. It was weird because it was a Thursday wedding, so it was just weird to do a Thursday wedding, but that's what I was doing.
And guessing that went well?
Yeah, it was good. Just trying to make it through all this rain to get back home. It was definitely pouring down pretty heavy.
And I guess today wasn't a beautiful day to do a wedding anyway. Hopefully it wasn't an outdoor one.
Usually outdoors the ceremony was, but thankfully it didn't rain until afterwards, so that was good.
Yeah, that's good news.
Okay.
Clean the car and a few other things.
You almost done with school, or do you do school year round?
I've done, well, we're done our main school, but we'll continue doing a little bit of math throughout the summer.
My kids do. They'll keep doing some math and just their reading books, but they actually enjoy the reading books.
I also enjoy reading, but my brother not so much. For some reason, he hates it.
Growing up, I hated reading, so it made learning and going to school pretty bad.
I'm not sure how much he does. I don't know if he really dislikes the other part. He just, I dislike the writing part, but then he dislikes the reading part. And, well, I guess he kind of dislikes the writing part, too, a little bit.
It takes all kinds of us, but, well, hopefully he'll learn to love it. Because he's younger than you, right? Is he like 10 or 11?
And, yeah.
I'm saying he was like around that 11, so that's too cool. So what is he getting into ham radio too, or no?
I've tried to convince him to do it, but he doesn't seem too interested.
Well, that's all right. Have you, I think last I heard, were you able to get an HF rig? Have you been doing the 10 meter or what?
On 10 meters, I guess I kind of gotten a little bit discouraged. I probably need to try again, just find it a little bit hard to get contacts, but especially this time in the evening. I've turned it on a few times around, maybe 4-ish, 3-ish in the afternoon. There's a good bit of chatter, but normally when I have the time around evening, just there's not much on, and probably should try again. You know, I've made 4 contacts, 1 to Portugal, 1 to, I think it was, yeah, Arizona, and then the other 2 were local around here.
Pretty good. Doing better than me. I finally did get my general class, and I was trying to get on 80 meter, but it hasn't worked out too great for me lately either.
With trying to find a contact or what?
The noise just on the, like, static and just white noise on the frequencies, I guess. I don't know, just because of sun flares or what, but it's been pretty noisy lately.
Occasionally I'll run into that, but when 10 meters seemed to be fairly open, I mean, it wasn't too much noise. I mean, if someone had a weak signal, you couldn't really understand them, but if, you know, that you could do well. If they have a strong signal, they could be heard well over the noise.
KI4DTY. Yeah, I guess a bunch of guys were complaining that the frequency is just real noisy right now. And so it's just, I guess it's been difficult for a lot of people, not just me. But the farthest contact I had on it that I could still make out on the 80-meter side was from Illinois and Virginia.
40 mile peak for station ID. Oh, wow, that's pretty far. For some reason, I haven't been able to, I'm not sure if there was anybody on that time, but I haven't been able to hit up that way. So far, I've only hit west and south. I'm not sure if the position of my antenna has to do with that. I need to move it, but I just can't really find a place to put it. Just a little bit close to the metal on the roof. It's a little bit too crooked, so just figuring out where to put it.
Actually probably get mine up just a tad higher anyways. I think I'm at, with my 80 meter, I think I'm at around that 40, 50 foot, and I think I need to be closer to 60 foot, but it's all just, I guess, a learning process, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, I was just saying, I feel your pain with not being able to make some good contacts, but it actually sounds like you've been doing really good on the 10 meter. I haven't made that many contacts on HF.
If it's really that good with how many times I've tried, I mean, I can hear people talking occasionally. Sometimes their signal is just too weak for me to pick up, or sometimes I can get them, I can understand them well. It's just, I don't really want to really butt into their conversation, and I've heard one guy who was contesting, and I tried to get him, but I wasn't able to.
Some of those guys won't talk to other people too easily, so you never know if it's just the fact they can't hear you or if they just don't want to talk to you, because they can blame the I can't hear you game pretty easily. But yeah, don't lose hope. But that's pretty cool you've been able to make some contact, especially to Portugal. That's really cool. Like I said, the farthest contact I've made right now is Illinois. I really wanted to try to get that my 80 meter up so I could try, just local in the States.
Mistake, I said Portugal, I meant Puerto Rico, so it's not quite as far, so anyway.
Rico is good too, but, well, I heard you pop on, so I just wanted to say hi real quick. I'm at my destination and need to try to unload. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning working on this wedding, or to go film it. So, but I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be clear on your final. It was so good talking to you again, Alexander. And this is Daniel, just in case you didn't remember my name. This is KI4DTY.
7-3s, have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
This is AC6IW.
Well, P, how are you today?
Sitting here listening, you talk to the other guy, and so it seems like now you're on HF, right?
Correct.
Cool. So I missed some of what you're saying, but what is the furthest you've talked so far, and what do you think about it?
As I've talked, I'm not sure if it's Puerto Rico or Phoenix, Arizona, but I'm enjoying it when I can make a contact.
So that's actually pretty good. And this time, I mean, I know there's like storms and stuff like right now, and maybe that'll affect it, but I think like in the past 2 weeks, I've heard people I've heard a few people on 10 meters and a lot of people on 20 from far away. So I think it's like opening up. So I bet if you just keep checking at different times of the day, you'll probably hear something. Like I bet on 10, if you're probably like in the afternoon, you'll probably hear it more open.
I've noticed that so a few times I've turned it on in the afternoon, there has been a lot more chatter, and I need to get my general so I can get up on the 20. I already have a 20 meter antenna that my ham radio neighbor gave to me, so I just wait to get my general. I just really need to buckle down and study for it, and then I'll be able to get up on 20.
Do just in the past, maybe the past week, on 20, I worked someone from Russia, Poland, Czech Republic, Saudi Arabia, and you know, like that part of the world. So that stuff seems to be opening up more. It was maybe about midnight, which I think is about 7 in the morning, so it's like sunrise for them. But you probably know about, I think they call it gray line, where it's like as the sun sets or comes up. If you're right on that edge of where it's happening, sometimes the propagation will go further.
Except I'm not sure if my mom would be too happy if I stayed up till midnight working the radio.
Able for that, because you probably have bedtime. But you might try it in the morning, right when the sun comes up. You might be able to hear something at that time of day.
Let's try that. Maybe I don't think that probably worked for 10 meters. It might, but when I get my journal, I'll try that on 20. And maybe a few other bands when I get antennas for them.
It's a good band that you should be able to work quite a few places. So if you've got an antenna for that, that'll be great. And the 40 meters and below take up a lot more space to put up an antenna unless it's like a vertical or something. But in the past, I had a vertical that did like 80 meters through 10 meters when I was probably about your age. And it worked okay, but like 80 meters on a vertical is not as good. So I have a big long wire that's like running through some trees, and that works really good. I think it's like the best antenna that I've had, but I've never had a beam or an antenna or a tower or anything like that.
We have a few trees around our yard, so I bet if probably would be able to string up an 80 meter. So just got a question. So what age did you start doing ham radio?
I was about 8th grade, and I'm 54, and I had an uncle that got me into it, and I know by the time I was in 9th grade, I think that's when I got my general and my advanced, and then I was kind of stuck on my advanced until after I got out of college, because back at that time, you had to do 5 words per minute code for novice, then there was a technician. And technician used to get you only on 2 meters and maybe 10 meters. And then there was general and advanced and then extra. And I kept wanting to get extra, and it had 20 word per minute code. So it took me all the way until after college to finally break through and get above 20 words per minute. But getting on HF that's going to be very cool.
Interesting. I haven't met too many operators that have started as young as I am, so I find that pretty neat. I'm not really the only one that started this young, and I know there was another operator on here about my age, but I haven't heard him on for a while. But anyway, I really need to get that general so I can do more with HF, because I've heard that 10 meter isn't as good as compared to the other bands.
Go pretty far, but it'll probably get the best like as we go through the summer. And I think that like from what I hear, I think maybe we're at a spot in a point in the sunspot cycle where that'll probably happen. So probably like as we move into the summer, you're probably going to go even further with 10 meters. But when you have the other bands that let you go lower on the frequencies, you'll be able to do more. Like on 40, you'll hear some things. You'll hear like foreign broadcasts and stuff at night, but I think like later in the night or early in the morning, you'll get even more out of that. But the unusual thing that's been happening with 20 meters is the DX will like keep going now until later in the night, which maybe like several months ago, I didn't hear that happening. So that's all because the season's changing and all that kind of stuff.
So,
or you just say so and then you're gone.
Just kind of lost my train of thought there. It's my bad. Anyway.
Yeah. So have you been able to listen to anything that's down lower and hear what's going on? I think the last time we talked, you were saying that there was something with your radio you wanted to have someone look at. Did you get it all worked out?
Got it all fixed up and working. I haven't really tried to scan through any other bands, partly because right now I don't really want to mess up my tuning because my drive control got stuck, so it's really hard to move, and I need a little bit lower power to be able to tune my antenna, so I'm just kind of avoiding really changing the frequencies too much so I don't mess that up. But I know there are a few websites on the computer where you can, you know, like pull up waterfall displays and listen to other communications. So, yeah, I've done a little bit of that. Nothing much, though. I pretty much try to use it to try to find people on 10 meters, but the closest station is like in Georgia, so I'm not sure how accurate it'd be.
Have you found the website? I think it's called Kiwi or something like that, where it lets you. There's one website I've used where it lets you listen to maybe like five or seven SDR stations, and you can enter a frequency, and then it will help you like pinpoint the location of wherever it's coming from, and you can like kind of triangulate things.
I don't know that. Just a second. Let me write that down. It's Kiwi, correct?
Let me try seeing if I can find it on the web, but. Yeah, because the idea behind it is there's like these SDR radios and they're all hooked up to the internet, and it shows you the location on the map. So then you can select maybe like five or more of them, and then you set the frequency, and there's a couple settings on it where you tell it to like like what it does is it takes the signal from each of those and receives it. It coordinates it with like the time. It's probably all like synchronized with like the GPS or the, you know, like the Atmos clock the time standard that's coming out of Colorado and GPS. And then it measures the probably milliseconds that it takes for the signal to reach different places. And then it uses that to kind of pinpoint the location. So it's useful sort of if people are on the HF, like Cuba was doing this last summer, it was trying to jam signals so you can like punch in the frequency that you're hearing, and then it will tell you roughly where it is. You can see it's coming off the coast of Cuba.
If you give me the name of it, I'll try to look it up and try to use it sometime.
Yeah, I just found it right now. It's Kiwi, KIWISDR.com.
One more time, I want to make sure I got it.
Do you like the fruit? Like Kilo, India, Whiskey, India, and then SDR, Sierra Delta Romeo.com.
I got it here, so, okay, yeah. That seems like it'd be an interesting tool to play around with and, hopefully, help me in the trying to get more contacts.
Tune it to like just like you're listening to the radio, but you can listen to the radio from like different parts of the world. So I haven't done it yet. I kept forgetting to do it, but like for example, there's some frequencies they put out a while ago where they said where the Russians were, and it's kind of crazy, but they're doing their military operations unencrypted. So you could just tune in a shortwave radio, or if you didn't have one, you can just like log into the internet, punch in the frequency, and kind of scan through the dial and maybe hear it, like tune into a receiver that's somewhere in Europe, and you might be able to pick that up and hear stuff that you can't hear in the United States.
It'd be interesting to kind of figure out what they're doing.
Get this, just to make sure that I got the right website. I think this is it, but there was a page that listed all the different receivers.
Okay.
find it. You'll have to, it's not as clear because it lists like a whole bunch of stuff. You'll have to just kind of look at it.
Go on there and see if I can figure it out and, you know, try to use it.
Anything you could do if that's kind of too hard to find, which I'm trying to look down the list because they list so many different things, is you could probably just do a search for like web, like internet SDR. It'll probably come up with different receivers and stuff that are online. But that'd be a fun thing to do, because you'll be able to hear some stuff that you normally don't hear. And I think, I don't know if you know what Voice of America is, but it's like the United States broadcast shortwave radio. And they don't really broadcast it as easy to hear it in the United States, but people that are in Europe and other parts of the world can pick it up pretty good. So if you might be able to figure out those frequencies and listen to that. It used to be you could hear it in the United States, but I haven't heard it in the United States. I've heard Cuba. There's like a Cuban radio station, and there's some other ones from different countries, but South America and stuff like that. BBC comes out of England. You can hear that. I've heard Voice of China, and I think like Voice of Japan or something like that. And the Canadian broadcast has theirs too. And they sometimes will do it in different languages, but they usually have a certain time or certain frequencies. They do it in English, so that might be kind of fun to listen to. And they'll play music and talk about different things. So it's kind of fun to hear what they're talking about.
Listen to different countries' radio stations. I never knew that you could do that.
Years ago, it used to be that people would do that instead. Like, we didn't have satellite radio or the internet or stuff like that. So if someone wanted to get the news and they were in another country, they would have to do shortwave radio, because commercial radio like AM and FM, like you listen to in your car, wouldn't go that far, and, you know, it's just like, it worked pretty good. But now that's kind of been somewhat replaced with satellite radio, you know, like whatever those, I don't get satellite radio, but I've heard a few times, like, can't think of the name of them, but you know what I'm talking about. I was thinking of that word, SiriusXM, and all that kind of stuff. They make you pay money to do it, where shortwave radio is free, so that's kind of better.
I'm sorry, you've kind of lost me. I think I'm thinking, talking about one of those satellites that you can listen to, like the radio on like your normal, like in your car, that kind of replaced like the normal radio stations.
So that didn't exist until more recently, and now it's pretty cool where you can hear, like, I don't know, hundreds of radio stations and pick your, I don't subscribe to it, but my car has it, and I don't want to pay the money for it, but you can, like, say, oh, I want to listen to classical music, and they might have, like, five or six stations of that, listen to sports or news or jazz or 80s music or whatever, and there's just a big, long list of them, where that's kind of taken over what used to be the only way to do that sort of thing with shortwave radio. But shortwave radio still exists. It's just not as big as it used to be. But it's cool because even if, you know, like if something didn't work with the satellites, you could like listen to it with a shortwave radio, which some people in like South America and Europe and the Middle East, they still have radios like that. People in the United States don't have them as much.
Anyway, I really enjoyed the Keith, so I'm going to have to sign off here. So, 7-3, have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final. Have a good evening.
Talking with you, KO4ULP, this is 8C6IW, 73, have a good evening.